This is from Belonging, Remembering Ourselves Home by Tokopa Turner. We are the product of several generations of ungrieved wounds. Focused on survival, our ancestors had little choice but to retaliate or repress the wrongs that had been done to them so that they could persevere. But with so few elders in our midst who teach about the importance of grieving, or who create culture and ritual around honoring grief, we feel alone with our private suffering. We rarely witness the grief of others because of its cultural taboo, causing us to believe our own grief is shameful or weird. In the old ways, when a person was struck with loss and grief, we would keen as one village, letting our own grief be joined with theirs, elevating it with our combined capacity, declaring it a public act. We would lean in towards one person's suffering because we knew we would all be there sooner or later, and it cannot be done alone. In some traditions, there are women whose job it is to grieve on behalf of those who are stuck with inability to touch their own grief. In the Dogara tradition, an actual physical space is created at death rituals for those who might need to fall apart, and designated helpers are chosen to comfort them if they need it. Learning to grieve well must begin with the self. There are ruins in each of us, a place where what once was lives on like an echo, haunting the landscape of our lives with its weathered foundations. Abandoned, scavenged, and dismantled by time, the ruin is the holiest place in our heart. It is the ways in which we have been broken that have earned us a place to stand. It is in our life's absences that a wild longing is born. This ruined temple is a place in which to worship, to throw down our grief and our forgetting, and praise what remains. After all, these remains are the evidence of how greatly we have loved, and they should be venerated as the legacy of survival that they are. And that's a short excerpt from this book, which I love so much.